Val Martin sits surrounded by a happy clutter of Floridiana in his publishing house slash bookstore in Hobe Sound. He deals in Florida books and maps. He reprints classics, such as Jonathan Dickinson's journal, The Story of a Shipwreck Off Jupiter Island, which was first published in 1699. He published the 50th anniversary paperback edition of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas's masterpiece, River of Grass. He's done Theodore Pratt's historical novel, The Barefoot Mailman, which became a movie, and numerous other tomes about treasure, nature, and history, all of them Florida-centric. My first question, I thought, was an obvious one. If you had to pick your favorite book about Florida, what would it be?
Senate Document Number 89, printed by the 62nd Congress in 1911.
It's a report about the Everglades, written way, way before anybody thought about saving the Everglades. And you republished it with a new cover, and you're calling it A Study in Bureaucratic Self-Deception, South Florida in Peril. So tell me, what did the Senate conclude in 1911 about the Everglades?
They concluded that draining the Everglades was a doable project.
This report, what did it do? Did it founder on a shelf somewhere in Washington for a long time? How did you get a hold of it?
I ran across a copy of this in an unbound edition at a bookstore in Pensacola when I was out traveling around the state opening up retail book accounts. And it sat on my shelf for 15 or 20 years until all of the activity began around the early 1990s for restoring the Everglades. And I pulled it off the shelf and reprinted it.
Had you read it thoroughly up until that time?
No, I began reading it in the mid-90s, and I read it twice. It was so fascinating, so full of documentation from very early surveys.
So really, it gives a framework of what they were planning to do. It doesn't say it was good or bad. It just laid out the parameters of how they were going to drain the swamp.
Exactly right.
So this book was on a shelf somewhere in Pensacola, probably hadn't been opened ever since 1911, and you brought it back and republished it.
And believe it or not, it is a very poor seller. Marjorie Douglas's book is far and away the most popular book on the history of the Everglades.
Do you think the government jargon is just a little bit too dry for the average reader?
That might be a possibility. However, for anyone who is interested in the subject of the drainage of the Everglades, I believe this report is the benchmark reference.
Are you always on the lookout for something like that in your travels around Florida?
Absolutely.
You looking for anything specific now?
No, but I haven't been doing much traveling either, so I'm pretty much focused on distributing what I've already published.
Tell me about your own book reading.
I like to read a lot of current nonfiction that has to do with the subject of where we are today in America. I just finished Jesse Ventura's book, American Conspiracies.
Have you read most of the major Florida authors?
I can't say that I have. There's so many good ones. I've read maybe a dozen.
100 years from now, what Florida authors are still going to be read?
Marjorie Douglas, Patrick Smith, Theodore Pratt.
If you were going to be on a desert island and could only take one book with you? Could you pick one?
Jonathan Dickinson's journal.
What's its appeal?
The realization of what the survivors from the wreck of the Reformation had to go through in order to escape captivity in southern Florida at the hands of the Indians and walk the beach from Jupiter Inlet to St. Augustine.
It's incredible that any of them survived.
Absolutely. All you have to do is try to put yourself in their shoes. It's a mind-boggling experience.
And they didn't even have shoes.
You're correct. They didn't have shoes or clothes.
Val Martin owns Florida Classics Library, based in Hobe Sound. For WQCS.org, I'm Janie Gould.